This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting jazz musicians with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Arlen Asher had given up the idea of being a career musician, and in 1958 was about to accept a job as a TV weatherman in Sioux City, Iowa. But at the same time, he got an offer to come to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to take a director-producer's job at the local educational TV station. He and his wife moved from Midwest to Southwest for that job, and the New Mexico jazz scene turned out to be the beneficiary, because Arlen soon left his broadcasting career behind and became a music instructor and performer, teaching, he estimates, a couple thousand youngsters over 40-plus years, and playing many instruments, clarinet, saxes, and flutes in many ensembles. Arlen Asher grew up on a farm in Missouri and says, yes, he was one of those kids who walked miles through the snow to a one-room schoolhouse for his elementary education. It was, to put it simply, a different time. He talked with David House.
So where did the musical influences come from?
Well, it came when we got electricity. I know this has got to sound strange to a lot of people, right? But we got electricity, I think it was 1937 or 38. And with that, of course, came a dependable radio. There were two radio stations up in Iowa, up north. WSUI, the one in Iowa City, they had a program called Rhythm Rambles, which was at 12 noon, Monday through Friday. And so I was about 5 minutes running time from my my one-room school. I ran home during the noon hour and caught this 30-minute show, then went back to school. Of course, that's where I heard Benny Goodman for the first time, who was, my first influence. And the other man, of course, was Duke Ellington.
What did your parents think about that?
Well, my mother wanted me to be a concert pianist. I finally persuaded her to buy a metal clarinet. This was 1940, which she got down at the corner drugstore. That's the only music store in town at the time. Mm-hmm. At least she bought the clarinet and said, yeah, let's see what happens.
So at that point you were playing jazz? What were you?
As a matter of fact, in high school, we had a trio based on the Goodman Trio, piano, drums, and clarinet. We were very fortunate to have a really fine jazz pianist in the school. I mean, he was really tops. Even today, he would be considered a very fine pianist. And so we formed this trio when I was a sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. And the drummer was a sophomore, and the pianist was a junior. And we kept it going for 3 years. And played some of the proms, and we had a youth club, played for that.
Cool.
Then it was off to college, marriage, the Korean War, and training to enter broadcasting, which led to that Albuquerque TV job offer. But music kept calling Arlen Asher as a young man, and he left broadcasting in the early 1960s. He joined a local Dixieland outfit and formed his own quintet, and played around a then much smaller Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Well, tell me about what New Mexico was like. What was it like to play? I mean, was it a welcome thing? Was it hard to get work when you first came here and started playing in the band?
I'm tempted to say no, it wasn't hard, because there weren't very many people in town. Of course, it was a very small town at that time, and there weren't that many musicians, although there were some very, very good musicians, but not very many of them. So we played most of the available gigs. Mm-hmm. It was kind of an unusual, you'd think it very unusual at this time. Back in Iowa, I had worked with a very fine accordionist. And of course, when you say the word accordion, ooh, you know, come on. But he played great jazz. And the very first day we were here in New Mexico, there was a fellow out distributing garbage cans at an apartment we had just rented. And my wife got to talking to him, and he asked, well, what does your husband do? And he said, well, he plays clarinet, saxophone, and flute, and works for KNME. He says, oh, yeah, well, I play accordion. Why don't you have him come by and maybe audition?
what did your wife say to
that? She said, yeah, okay. By the way, she's been, you wouldn't believe how supportive she has been for 55 and a half years now.
That's great. What is it about jazz that moves you?
Well, first of all, let me say that nearly all kinds of music moves me, like a woodwind quintet or a symphony orchestra moves me a great deal. But one of the things we did at KNME, I guess we must have been, after I had actually left the station, a bunch of us got together and produced a program called Jazz is a Feeling. And I don't think I can express it any better than that. It is a feeling that I cannot describe in words. It's just it's a happiness, a warm all over feeling, whatever.
That's great.
I just love it.
You brought your axe with you.
Let's see if the reed is wet enough. I brought one of nine. I play several of these things, or try to.
Okay.
All four saxophones and three flutes and three clarinets and so forth and so on. But brought the alto today. One of the guys who really inspired me back in 1939, 1940 was Johnny Hodges. He got me. He got me good. when he played a ballad, I've never heard anybody play ballads, and I don't think anybody ever has or ever will again play ballads like Johnny Hodges. Before he died, he recorded an album of tunes of his, Billy Strayhorn's, and Duke Ellington's. I think he called the album Everybody Knows Johnny Hodges.
Okay.
And on this particular album, there is a song called A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. And this one, I think, would probably give the idea of what Johnny Hodges was all about better than any words could or anybody. He used to have this scoop up to a note. He would start maybe a half a note below the pitch and bring it up. There's no way I can duplicate it, but I might give it a try.
Okay.
That sort of thing, he had this warmth, sensuous sound. I have never heard anybody else ever, and I'm sure it'll never happen again. But anyway, the scoop is what I'm talking about.
All right.
Here.
Very nice.
But he had, you know, you listen to Johnny Hodges and you say, why would I even try it?
Well, you know what? That's some emotion right there. That's some emotion right there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You said that Johnny Hodges really did it. Who else did it for you?
Oh, well, I mean, we could probably go on forever. Coleman Hawkins. A lot of the guys in Duke Ellington's band, of course. Jimmy Hamilton just kind of reinforced my love for clarinet. Along with Benny Goodman, and then immediately thereafter came a fellow by the name of Buddy DeFranco.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I couldn't believe what this guy did on clarinet. And, of course, Eddie Daniels is doing the same thing, plus more, even than Buddy DeFranco did. Now, today, So, of course, Eddie is one of my, you know, idols now, currently. Stan Getz on tenor. Paul Desmond on alto. Cannonball Adderley on alto. Sonny Stitt. We could go on for a long time.
And then you did start becoming a music teacher.
Yeah.
How did that end up starting?
Well, I had worked, I had done clinics, so even when I was working in broadcasting, I had done some music clinics for some high schools and junior highs because some band directors had asked me to do this. And I found that I really enjoyed it, and I was fortunate in having some rapport with the kids. And I got to the point where I didn't care for what I was doing. I just did not enjoy it. I was working in a music store, selling instruments. I quit broadcasting, and I went into that. And I got to thinking, why not? Why don't I start teaching kids what little bit I know, and in the process I'll learn some more myself, which of course has certainly been the case. The more I teach, the more I learn. And I love kids.
Mm-hmm. So tell me more about learning from the students.
Well, when I first started, there were some high school kids who knew more than I did, frankly. And I really appreciate, I was kind of embarrassed, of course. But they were very kind to me. And they would play, and then I'd sort of absorb these things, and I would read everything I'd get my hands on, of course, and go to clinics myself and try to learn things. As I said, I've never had any private lessons on the instruments I actually play. I've had private lessons on instruments I don't play, but none of the ones I actually play. And so I felt a little bit awkward about this entire thing, but I felt that I might not do them any damage. I might actually do them some good. And I think over the 41-year history of it, the teaching, I hope I've done more good than harm.
I know that you brought some music in.
Mm-hmm.
Brought some Dixieland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a group called the Duke City Jazz Band, and I think it was recorded here at K&M back about, 17 or 18 years ago.
So let's go ahead and listen to some. What's the name of the song?
This one is Jazz Me Blues.
We just got through listening to some music from Arlen Asher and talking to him here in the studio. Arlen, what is it about Dixieland that you love so much? I mean, it's a fun music.
Oh, you just said it. It's happy. It's, well, I mean, when you play, you know, something like a lowdown blues, of course, it's not so happy. But I think the general feeling of Dixieland or New Orleans jazz, whatever you want to call it, it's an infectious happiness. I mean, you can't help but just jump when you feel the stuff.
That's great.
Love it.
Yeah, me too. You have some other music that you brought with you.
Actually, this was in 1989, but the band was in existence in about 1980, as I said before. I've worked with several different groups in New Mexico the past 40 years, as you can guess. One of them was a group led by Sharon Shaheen, who is a fine jazz pianist. I think she's not playing so much now. I think she is now has her law degree and has become a lawyer. I hope she's still playing because she was and is just a fantastic musician. This was recorded, I think, live recording back about 1996, I think.
And where was it?
The title is Waltz for Debbie.
Okay. Called Waltz for Debbie. And,
it's a Bill Evans tune.
Bill Evans tune,
yeah.
With Sharon Shaheen,
mm-hmm.
and a quartet with Arlen Asher.
And Mark Clark on drums, and John Bell's a guy on bass.
All right. Great, great. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about this song. Why you like the quartet setting?
Well, yeah, I do. Because it offers a lot of freedom, a tremendous amount of freedom. You're generally not reading anything, not usually, although you can, of course. It's the only thing that's freer, of course, is picking up the horn and with no one at all, which, of course, offers you a great deal of freedom. It also offers you the opportunity to get lost, and it doesn't bother anybody. quartet, it does bother in a quartet.
Mm-hmm. But, well, you also brought another CD, and the Straight Up Ensemble, I think, is...
Yeah, this John Trenacosta is the founder of this group called Straight Up. I've forgotten the year John started it. I think it was maybe 1994. I remember becoming a part of the quintet version of it and quartet version of it about 1996. And I think this album was made in 1997. And it features a trumpet, and I'm playing a couple of three different instruments, one of the saxes, and piano, bass, and drums. And this tune is Joshua.
Bit of Joshua. This is the Straight Up Ensemble featuring Arlen Asher, who we're talking to right now.
And Bob Fox.
Bob Fox.
On piano. He's the guy who did the arrangement. And John Trenacosta. And John Bell's a guy on bass. And Michael Morreale on trumpet.
All right.
Pardon my for getting that in there. more recently, I produced an album called Another Spring. And there are a couple of things on there I'd like to play a little bit of. There's an arrangement of It Might As Well Be Spring. The arrangement was done by Bert Dalton. And I told him I really wanted to kind of make this one a little bit different. You usually hear It Might As Well Be Spring as a ballad, a kind of a tender love song type thing. So I asked if he would write it as a samba, which he did. And he wrote a section for alto, flute, and piano, which comes after his piano solo, which I'd kind of like to, if we have time, to play that. After his piano solo, it's a unison thing between piano and alto flute. And I'm playing alto flute for the entire length of the tune on this one. Okay. Might as well be spring.
All right.
Also from Arlen Asher's Another Spring CD, you're hearing a Clifford Brown tune called Joy Spring, on which Asher played all the many horns, dubbed in at his solar-powered home studio in northern New Mexico. Arlen Asher was interviewed by David House, and to hear much more from our interview session with him, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. Our series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.